Please state your name when speaking in order to identify you on the various language channels, as well as for transcript purposes. Please also speak at a reasonable speed in order to allow for accurate interpretation. Over to you, Siranush.
Thank you. I'm Siranush Vardanyan for the record, and I will be chairing this session. So as it was mentioned, we have joined Atlas II and Capacity Building and Regional Secretariat meeting all together. And the purpose of this meeting is to come up with the idea of finalizing the capacity building program and how RALO chairs and RALO leaders will support all ALSs to get ready for Atlas II. A lot of work should be done by chairs, leaders of the RALOs to prepare ALSs for the Atlas II and make this event successful one. So before going to capacity building program stuff, I would like to give the floor to Eduardo Diaz, who will provide the brief introduction and update on Atlas II, what's going on now, and what are the next steps coming up. Eduardo?
Thank you. This is Eduardo for the record. Some of you people were here this morning for the Atlas II first part of the meeting. We had a meeting this morning, and we talked mostly about logistics and room allocations for the Fair of Opportunities and the thematic sessions. And this afternoon at 16:00, we're going to have another meeting that is mostly a logistic meeting to talk about public relations and the communication things that are going to happen between now and the London meeting. Now I understand there will be a parallel track starting at 15:30 that will be more focused on the content and policy that will going to happen within the summit. Other than that, things are moving along. And I hope some of you that if you are not involved in any of the working groups, I invite you to do so. Thank you.
Thank you, Eduardo. And I will give the floor to Tijani to speak about capacity building program and who are the speakers of that capacity building program, what are the activities planned within that program. Tijani, over to you. Tijani is uploading a file for showing for all of us to be posted also for remote participants. It will take a couple of minutes, hopefully. Yeah, Tijani, please.
Thank you, Siranush. Tijani speaking. The capacity building working group prepared for the purpose of the summit a capacity building program to prepare the ALSs for the summit. This was decided democratically. That means that we asked the ALSs what are the areas where they feel they need capacity building in. And they responded. We took the subjects that they mentioned, and we tried to build the program for it. To do so, we try to find the best trainers, the best people who can speak about those subjects. And we have now a list. I don't know if Susie received my last email. Okay. The same. Moment. So we try to find the right trainers. So we choose not one per subject. We choose more than one per subject so that we find at the end at least one trainer per topic. And now we have confirmation for all the topics. The file will be projected on the screen now. And we were supposed to present you today the detailed program with dates and hours, etc. But unfortunately, we didn't manage to have all the trainers. We need to make a call with the trainers before so that we decide with them, according to their availability, what will be the dates and hours that we that they can come and give the webinar. It will be done by webinars before the summit, and we will start around 15 of April, and it will close at the end of May. Why the end of May? Because the two remaining weeks before the summit would be very crowded for the trainees, because they are preparing for their trip, etc. So we may have very poor attendance if we program webinars in June. So voilà, you have it now on the screen. So the ALS has choose seven topics. The first of them was the future of internet governance, and we tried to find good trainers. So at the end we have Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, who confirmed, and Nigel, the former vice president for Europe, who will give who will address this topic. And the second topic will be the policy, including security and stability. And here we have Avery Doria confirmed, and Julie Hammer confirmed. Julie Hammer will address security and stability, and Avery Doria will address the other policy issues. Item number three, or topic number three, it is policy development process. It's about process. And here we have Olivier, who will be one of the trainers, and the second will be a member of the staff, who is Morika Konings. For the subject number four, which is the rules of procedures, Alan Greenberg, who wrote The Rules of Procedures, will be the trainer. We put Cheryl as another choice, but she didn't answer our email, so we have now Alan, and Alan knows very well about the rules. Topic number five, IPv4, IPv6 migration. And here we have Leo, who is IANA staff, and very well skilled in this area, who will be the trainer. Acronyms, it will not be a course. It will be, they will go to the I Can Learn, because it is already there. And more than that, I asked the I Can Learn team to prepare more or less a course about all those subjects. And they worked on and they prepared something. They just sent me the link. I will check the content. And when it is ready, I will send it to all the trainees so that they can have the substance on the platform and also through the webinars. The last topic will be communication. It seems that our ALSs feel that they have a problem of communication, and I understand that. And for that, we have two persons, also skilled persons who are dev here sitting, and Natalie, a member of staff, who will address this topic. So those are the seven topics of the capacity building. Those are the confirmed trainers. We will have a call on the week of 7 or 8 April with the trainers to define the final program. And the first webinar will be around 15 of April. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. Can you tell us, so I assume there are seven topics, there will be seven different webinars, or it will be combined somehow?
Thank you, Siranush. It will be more than seven webinars. We cannot combine topics, so each topic will have its own webinar or webinars.
So I assume that after the first webinar with all trainers, you will send the final program and the schedule for each webinar to join.
After setting up the final program, we will make a doodle for the trainees so that they tell us what are the hours that are the more convenient for them. We are doing this program so that people come and participate. It is useless if we do it in a time that most of people cannot come. So we will make a doodle, and I hope we will find the best time for the doodles so that every ALS representative will be present. And once we know the best time, we will start the webinars, and it will be around 15 of April.
Thank you, Tijani. And Heidi also said that there will be a recording for all of those webinars. So if just in case any ALS participant will not be able to come, they can later go and hear the recordings. And probably this will be mandatory, at least for those who will not be able to join, because they all should be ready somehow for the Atlas too. Silvia, please.
Thank you. I will speak in Spanish. Quería aprovechar que estamos todos los secretarios de la región aquí y preguntar cómo vamos a hacer con respecto a la asistencia y participación de estos webinars. Vamos a pedirles a los participantes del Atlas 2 que asistan a los 7 webinars. Vamos a proponerles por lo menos un mínimo de participación, si no a los 7, por ejemplo, 5. Vamos a tomar asistencia, va a ser una cosa obligatoria, aunque no podemos decir obligatoria, quizás obligatoria entre comillas. ¿Cómo vamos a administrar eso? Además de sugerirles, obviamente, que sería fantástico de que participen entre los 7. ¿Vamos a tener un tipo de control con respecto a eso? Gracias.
Thank you, Silvia. This is really a very interesting and important issue. And it's tough issue. I completely agree with you, because during our monthly calls, we face that issue that ALSs are not participating, and we are trying to encourage them to come to participate, to make their input. But this is a challenge. So any envisage... So from your side, Tijani, it will be a mandatory one. I assume you have told that all ALS should be ready for Atlas before that. So how we, as RALO Secretariat, RALO Chairs, RALO Leadership, can help you to make this mandatory for them, to promote it?
Thank you, Seranosh. This is the objective of this meeting. It is to coordinate with the RALO's chairs and RALO's officials the way they will use to make all the ALS representatives coming to London participate in the webinars, and also make them all decide on which thematic group they want to be on. Because if they don't choose, we will be obliged to choose for them. And I don't imagine someone coming and working in a group that the subject or the theme is not interesting for him. So it is really a problem. That's why it is very important that all representatives of the ALSs choose their thematic group. So two things. Let's start by the capacity building. All this effort of capacity building, which is very, very expensive in every dimension, it took us a lot of time to prepare it. It took us a lot of energy to find the trainers. Staff are working with us, and they will be working more during the webinars. People, translator, etc. So it will be a huge effort. And it is a pity that this effort it is not fruitful. it will not be fruitful if people don't participate in the webinars. That's why we will do the Doodle. I know that there is all the regions, and the time is not the same for all regions. There will be a tough situation for some of the participants, but we have to find the consensus. We have to find the right time. And more than that, we will have all the webinars recorded, so that even if you miss one of the webinars, you can come back to the recording and listen. How the RALOs may make all the ALS representatives participate? I think that there is a lot of ways to do, and the first of them will be the monthly conference calls of the RALOs. They have to use them. They have to make sure that all the participants of the London Summit will come to those monthly calls. It is the minimum of commitment, I think. They have to make sure that they understand and they feel the importance of the capacity building program. I think that they have to email them. They have to use all communication channels so that the ALS representatives all be aware of the capacity building program, its time, its the program in general, and they commit to come and to participate. Also, during the webinars, it is good that the chair or the secretary or any RALO officer participate in the webinar and witness the participation of the ALSs, so that they can react immediately after and try to go in touch with people who were absent and make them participate in the next webinar and make them also listen to the one missed webinar. So this is I know very tough task, but it is very important. If we don't do it, we don't. It's better not to to do this program. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. Yes, Silvia.
It's Silvia here. Sorry, Tijani. Tijani, I would like to ask you something. Vamos a estipular que es obligatorio. Gracias. Vamos a estipular que es obligatorio que todos los participantes asistan a los 7 webinars. ¿O vamos a poner un mínimo? Porque algunas personas pueden decir, en tal horario no podía. Pero son 7 webinars. Entonces, ¿va a haber un mínimo de webinars? Y si no participan, ¿qué haremos?
And also considering the time frame, it almost end of April and end of May. So almost 1 month and a half maximum. So during that period, 7 webinars will be really complicated. And for each of the webinar, or to have the one doodle for all, to have one time, it may not fit for all the regions. The history shows that that's it. So any recommendations on that?
Thank you. I would like first address the question of Sylvia. We cannot say it is compulsory, it is obligatoire. It is not possible because someone cannot come. What will you do? This is a problem. So, but we have to make them aware that it is very important for them to make them participate effectively. So that they don't come to London only to watch. We need their voice heard. We need the interest of their region be addressed. That's why we need them to participate effectively and efficiently. So I think that we cannot set a minimum or a maximum or we cannot do that like this. I think that all webinars are important. But if suppose you have one of the ALSs or one of the ALS representatives has a very good knowledge about one of those subjects, why do you want him to come to the webinar? He can find it useless, and I cannot blame him. The most important thing is that everyone who is coming to London will be aware of all those subjects and will be participating in the summit effectively and efficiently. So you asked another question?
My question will be, Tijani, are you planning to have an outline for each webinar, for each topic to be presented in advance? Not for people to come. They will see the topics of discussion, but they will see the details, and maybe that will be interesting for them, and will encourage. We can encourage them to come. So, are you planning to have that outline of top per topics?
There will be a detailed program for the capacity building program in general. I will not ask the trainers to prepare in advance something for because it is a short notice for the trainers. It will be tough for them, and but there is a very good thing, Siranush. Even if you don't understand something or you don't assimilate something during the webinar, you can come back to the recording and listen again, and if they have questions. They are encouraged to ask any question, even if it is after the webinar.
Thank you, Tijani. Beran, please.
This is Beran for the record. I just wanted to say that I have to agree with Sylvia on this one. I think we'll have to look at some of the topics and possibly look at key ones that we think are really important, that really the ALSs can't go without, and then we find a way of making it. I know mandatory seems a bit of a strong word, but we need to get them prepared. And in order to do that, we need to get them to these webinars, or else it's going to slow us down when we get to London.
Thank you, Beran. Fatima?
Thanks, Irenush. Fatima, I will speak in Spanish. Respecto de lo que decía Irenush hace un momento, en cuanto a que quedan los webinars en abril y en mayo, varios webinars, 7 webinars, y se complica la participación, eso discutimos en el grupo de trabajo de creación de capacidades, que se suma a las reuniones, a las teleconferencias que tenemos normalmente dentro de cada RALO, de los grupos de trabajo de cada RALO y a las llamadas de ALAC mensuales. O sea, vamos a tener un caudal enorme de teleconferencias en las cuales participar, y si nosotros que somos officers estamos complicados para participar, tampoco podemos dar el ejemplo a las ALS que no participan para decirles vengan, únanse y participen. Eso también se discutió y por ahí es mucha cantidad de webinars para tan poco tiempo. Yo había sugerido que se comenzaran en marzo con los webinars para que queden más espaciados en el tiempo. Y respecto de lograr la participación o no, también sabemos que es un poco complicado porque en nuestro RALO no participan en las votaciones, entonces nos resulta complicado que participen en un webinar. Y bueno, ojalá que sí, que se sumen, que haya más gente, porque a nosotros, los que estamos aquí, a lo mejor no nos es necesario tomar ese webinar porque entendemos los temas que se van a tratar, pero el problema es para la gente que va a ir por primera vez a una reunión, que necesita recibir esto. Eso debería transmitirse, que puedan tomarlo para su propio beneficio. Gracias.
Thank you, Fatima. I think that all RALOs share the same concerns, that the time frame is very short, the number of webinars is very high. All these challenges are ahead of us. Yes, Tijani?
Thank you. We will have at least 6 weeks, if not 7 weeks. If we do 2 webinars per week, we will have up to 12 or 14 webinars. I know it's too much, so that's why we have only 7. So 7 webinars in one month and a half, I think it is not very tough. Why we didn't start earlier, it is because people will forget about what you told them, what you taught them. If we know very well that if it is not fresh, you will forget it. So this is the philosophy, if you want, to do the capacity building sufficiently close to the summit, but not the last weeks, because the last weeks will be busy, and to make not more than two webinars per week, and we may here we will have one webinar per week, more or less. Perhaps 1 week we'll have two webinars. This is it is not easy to manage everything because you have a lot of constraints and you have to manage.
Fatima.
Thanks, Janus. Fatima, el mismo webinar va a estar en diferentes zonas horarias. El mismo, por ejemplo, a la mañana y luego a la tarde. ¿Cómo se va a manejar eso para los diferentes usos horarios?
Gianni?
Gisela, qui n'est pas là, malheureusement. Ah, sorry. Gisela, who is not here, unfortunately, has a way to find the best time for all the regions of the world. I know you cannot have a slot of time which is really convenient for everyone, but the one who is the less disturbing, the less impossible. At first, we decided to do it twice. We do it 12 hours apart, twice the same webinar. But staff told me that it is impossible. So we will do it only once, but it will be recorded, and those who will miss it can go and listen to it. The time will be decided according to the input of all the participants, and we will try to find the time that is the most convenient for the maximum of participants.
Thank you, Tijani. Garth.
Thank you, Garth Bruin, Narella Chair. We've been very proactive in our region about getting people involved in the summit early. And I've asked all of our made requests with all of our ALSs to do four things. I'm going to keep it a list of four things to do. The first one is join a working group. And this is very important. This is how they can be most helpful. The second one is ask them what issue they want brought to the table at the ICANN meeting, what's most important to them. And when people think that the conversation's about them, when they really feel involved, they're going to be a little bit more interested in being part of the work, and less, and they won't think as much that they're being obligated to do something when they feel like they're going to get something out of it. I've also asked that everybody in the region test their access to the Confluence Wiki for editing, because many people within the region we found very quickly had never used it, didn't have login information. And of course, if this is how we're going to expect people to interact, if we want people to put in reports, they have to be able to access it. So we've then recommended a webinar for accessing and editing Confluence from staff. And the fourth item is that they find an organization that they think should be recruited for at large in our region and submit the request to me. And then what I have is I have a chart within our agenda that has everybody's name and then the four items, and then I have check boxes for the items that they've completed. So whenever they look at the meeting agenda, everybody knows what everybody else has or has not done. And this has a certain amount of shame value. And the final most important thing is that I sent this request not to the list, I sent it individually to each one of our representatives to speak to them directly. I realize that this takes a little bit more work, but it's very, very important. If you want something from them, have a direct conversation. Thank you.
Thank you, Garth, and I wouldn't agree more. During Atlas II survey, that was an issue also for people to participate, and also for the in APRALA we were getting information about each and ALS, asking for them to provide this brief information and a picture of the primary contact of ALS, and we had hard time. And yes, the individual emails helped a lot. Though in some cases even that approach didn't help, but anyway, it takes time, and but it, at least it's a successful one. Dev?
Thank you, Sirenush. Devanand speaking. Just some observations. So what could happen is that with, you know, what part of the communication mechanisms we're using to communicate with the ALS is the newsletter. But one of the other functions of the newsletter is that the platform allows targeted letters to be sent. So if we have the information, say, all of the persons who expressed an interest in, say, the future of internet governance, we can, you know, target the doodle to be sent to them directly. And also, you know, what could also happen, I'll suggest, is that before the meeting is actually held, you know, could you please send us some of the things you want to discuss? You know, I'm not asking for essays, but, you know, what are the key topic points you want to discuss so that the ALS's expectations are met during the conference call? So when we talk about future of internet governance, maybe persons aren't interested in NTIA. They may be interested in the IGF aspects, you know, whatever. So that's my suggestion. Communicate with the at-large structures before, and because we could target it with the newsletter, and I'm certain that this, you know, the survey information with the spreadsheets and all that containing the ALS's name, address, it can also be personalized. So when the newsletter goes out, it says there so and so, you know, we just want to get some feedback about the upcoming webinar. Could you please help us find the time? And possibly do a follow-up to say, okay, here's the time. Can you just give us a few quick feedback as to what you expect from a conference of this type after we provide a description of what we want to do? And so we can just better communicate with the ALS as before. Jumping to something Fatima said, regarding, you know, getting the ALSs involved, I mean, I guess this is part of the mentor program that you're working on, so it'd be important that for the mentors to communicate with those ALSs that, hey, you know, don't forget about this topic. You have any questions, you know, you can ask them before the webinar and after the webinar.
Thank you, Dev. I have some kind of... I think the program is really becoming complicated, and if I'm wrong, please correct me or raise your concerns. We have series of webinars coming before that. We have a lot of stuff to be discussed during Atlas 2. We have parallelly going mentorship program, which Fatima is organizing, and those ALS is assumed to come there. We have fellowship morning sessions where we encourage ALSs to go there. So a lot of things will be going at the same time and within a very short period. What expectations do we have out of those meetings? So do we think that they will learn a lot because they will participate in everything, or they will become very tired and we will not have any outcome out of that? So we should start think about also the outcomes of so many programs going on. Tijani, please.
Excuse me, Glenn.
Glenn, yes, you first. You raised your hand first.
Sorry, age before beauty. Go ahead, Tijani.
Thank you. Sirenush, we have to be clear. That's what I said on Sunday. We have to be clear about what we want to do. I think we have a lot of things to do, but everything has its own objective. So we have to keep with this objective. The capacity building program is meant to prepare the ALS's knowledge side for the summit. The mentor program is meant to help the participants to participate in the best way. So those are two different things. And we will not duplicate efforts. We will not do the same things twice. The mentor program will help. So people will be there. They will have someone with experience that they can ask, and they can take the advice from him. So it is not an effort. Capacity building, it's an effort. They have to come, they have to learn, they have to ask questions. This is a real effort. But I think that the mentor program is meant to make things easy for the participants. I think it is not as complicated as you imagine. It's sure that it is not what we do everything. But we are going to the summit, and we want the summit to be successful. So we want all the ALS representatives to be well prepared, and we want them to participate effectively in the summit, in the working group, in the thematic groups, because each thematic group will, at the end, issue its statement, and the compilation of all those statements will constitute the communique of the summit. So it is very important. This is the heart of the summit. Thank you.
Johnny?
Thank you, Glenn, for the transcript. A long time ago, Heidi mentioned the idea of a video. And when I think of video, I think of it as a promotional concept, selling the sizzle, not the steak, which is we need a short, uplifting, motivational video that can sell, you know, the concept. Very simple. I think we're all doing, communication group is doing a great job. What Garth was mentioning, engagement is good. But, you know, there's value in a simple, upbeat message that could be 1, 2, 3 minutes. Now, Anthony has talked about storytelling. We don't tell our story very well. We preach. And if all of us have had parents, and we all know what it's like having parents that preach to you, you usually do something opposite. So we need to tell the story. And that's what's really missing in our communication strategy.
Glenn, just clarification. For whom we are going to send this message? Who will be the target for this message?
Thank you. We planned this all along, Sirenush and I. There's poster childs that can be in the video, and the message is to the ALSs that are coming and raising the expectation to a reasonable level. It's the ALSs that are coming to the event, what they will get out of it, how much fun they're going to have, the networking they're going to have. There's so many features you can put into a short, upbeat video. I think it has a lot of merit. Now, the reason I say this is that we've been doing these videos for something in the United States called a haunt industry. 10,000 people go to this event that we do the social marketing for, and we do this promotional video, and that gets them more excited. It catches their eye, and then they go deeper into the curriculum that's over a four-day period. There's a whole strategy of engagement. So.
There is a good suggestion coming from Heidi. Probably you may.
So this is Heidi. I think that's an excellent idea. We're working together. But if you wanted to have one person, maybe from each RALO, just as a globally representative group, make a one-minute film, then I would suggest that be done here in Singapore, because it's the last time we'll all be together before London.
Do you know anybody that has audiovisual equipment?
Yes, we do have. So it can be planned to be completed here, you know, the later note, because before London we are not going to meet face to face. So go ahead, Glenn.
No, we can do it with our people,
with the team.
Our people can do it.
With communication team can help to do that.
You need a storyboard, and it sits down and basically just coming up with something that's fun, a little bit of graphics in the beginning and end. It's not overly complicated, you know. This is telling the story, and like Heidi said. So whoever is interested, and Anthony has said already that he's interested. Yeah. Maybe perhaps, as you said, one from each region that could be the poster child. So is there anyone else that wants to step up to be in the video that's not camera shy? Thank you. So hello. Somebody from Lacrello?
Who's Lacrello?
Anybody Sylvia.
From Lacrello?
Okay, Sylvia, we got Sylvia.
There.
And Urello?
Urello?
Anyone from Urello?
Sandra.
No one?
Sandra
probably.
Sandra's
Julia?
Not
here.
You will
be? Sandra's not here, so we can assign her.
Julia?
Yeah.
Would you like to?
Please? Problems with flies. I'm not sure to be here. So
yeah. Okay, she says, yeah, I twisted her arm.
Yeah, and myself from AP Urello will help. If I can be helpful. So I should say that there is a team here who is already doing interviews for fellowship programs. So those
why don't they do it?
I have already gave the interview, so they can. You can talk with them together with Haiti to organize.
Yeah, let's do it.
The film for London. That's it. Great. Yes, please.
Hi, this is Messi for transcription purposes, Messi Moyo. I wanted to ask the capacity building working group on how they will handle the question and answer segment for those participants who failed to attend the webinars in real time.
Can you repeat your question, please?
I wanted to ask the capacity building working group on how they will handle the question and answer segment for those participants who fail to attend the webinars in real time, and they will listen to them later. You listen to the webinar, then you find out that you need some clarification on certain areas. How will you handle that?
Thank you very much. That's what I said before. Even if you listen to the webinar that you missed and you have questions, you can send an email to me and to the staff. Ah, that's better. We will set up a wiki page on which you put your question and the trainer will answer your question.
So I think that we can summarize this part, that after each webinar, except that the webinar will be recorded, there will be also the wiki space for people to come back with the clarification questions. Okay? We agreed on that?
Okay.
Great. Fatima, you put your sign.
Thanks, Iranush. This is Fatima. I will speak in Spanish. En realidad era un comentario a lo que planteaba anteriormente Siranush, ahora quizá quede un poco desfasado de lo que estamos hablando. Con respecto a tu consulta, Siranush, sobre si eran muchas actividades diferentes dedicadas a Londres, como creación de capacidades, los webinars, el programa de mentoreo, personalmente considero que todos nosotros estamos haciendo un trabajo voluntario con mucho esfuerzo. Y aquí quisiera aprovechar para reconocer el trabajo de Eduardo como chair del grupo de Atlas, que está trabajando muy eficientemente y coordinándonos a todos. Así que gracias, Eduardo. Y respecto de los resultados, que entiendo que todo programa tiene un margen de riesgo y que sabemos que algunos no lo van a aprovechar. Pero tampoco podemos obligar a las ALS a que vayan o llevarlos obligadamente a que vayan a los webinars o al programa de mentoreo o a las distintas actividades que están planeadas. Suponemos que estamos tratando con personas adultas y responsables y que cada una sabrá qué beneficio tomar y qué no. Y en los próximos meses, luego de finalizada la cumbre, veremos los resultados. Veremos si hay más gente que se ha involucrado, es porque realmente aprovechó, se involucró y logró una participación más activa dentro de cada ralo. Entonces me parece que por ese lado de alguna manera nos tenemos que relajar porque estamos haciendo todo nuestro mejor esfuerzo para que esto salga perfecto. Así que tranquilo. Gracias.
Yes, I agree with you completely, Fatima, and I'm sure that we all are working on voluntary basis and we want to put maximum efforts to support our ALSs, and I'm not saying that there are too many programs, but it's not good to have too many programs. It's good to have, and it means that we put a lot of efforts to have all those many programs, and the only purpose of that to make LSEs understand why they are there and what their plans for future. So, and here appreciation goes to Eduardo, to each and every person in this group who is dealing with this tough, with this summit. That's why we are encouraging people to come to help, because there is a lot of work to do and still ahead of us coming up. Thank you, Fatima. Anybody would like to say something? Yes, please. Can you introduce yourself?
Okay. Shun from Nigeria. I just want to confirm, because I learned that, of course, the ALSs can only be formed by an organization. So is it possible to contribute in all this as an individual? Yeah, that's what I want to confirm. Shun, as a fellow member.
Great, Shun. You are here as an individual member, or you are representing any organization as a fellow? You are as an individual. I would say that a lot of RALOs are open for individual membership, so please talk to AFRALO people and clarify how you can be involved more as an individual membership, because we love to see fellows in this team. And welcome, always. Aziz? Can I ask you what kind of challenges you foreseen for this Atlas II coming, working with ALSs before Atlas II? How you think we can encourage them more to take all these webinars, to go through all documents? How we can be helpful? Do you have any suggestions, any ideas to share with us? Would you like?
Grande question.
I want to hear your voice. I miss it.
Merci, Saranoche. I will speak in French. Je pense que c'est la question que j'ai posée tout à l'heure, c'est au niveau du contenu pour le sommet Atlas, et c'est ce qu'on souhaite justement entendre. Il y a déjà l'expérience de Dakar, où nous avons fait venir presque toutes les ALS africaines, où nous avons cette expérience, et je voudrais qu'on prenne comme exemple ce que nous avons fait. Je parle du RALO AFRALO, où nous avons fait, nous avons profité du fait qu'il y a toutes les ALS pour faire une assemblée générale du RALO, et nous avons fait un programme de 7h à 9h du matin chaque jour, où il y a eu des interventions de toutes les constituencies pour que les ALS aient une idée sur le fonctionnement de l'ICANN. Ils ont également suivi le programme de fellowship que organise l'ICANN pour chaque réunion de l'ICANN. Maintenant, c'est un peu la question que je me pose. Je n'ai pas une idée du programme général du sommet Atlas II. Pour savoir est-ce que ça va être une réunion normale de l'ICANN, c'est-à-dire où la LAC va se réunir, et dans ce cas, les ALS qui seront présentes vont assister à toutes les réunions de la LAC, classique, ou non. Donc je ne peux pas répondre à 100% à votre question, puisque je n'ai pas une idée globale de ce que, lorsqu'il y aura ça, on pourrait effectivement à ce moment-là inclure des programmes de sensibilisation, etc. Voilà. Il y a aussi question de logistique, je comprends très bien. Et je répète un peu ma remarque de tout à l'heure. J'aurais aimé qu'on mette d'abord en place une squelette de programme avec des heures et des, pour ensuite regarder quels sont les besoins logistiques.
Thank you. You are right, and as Tijani mentioned, they were planning to have for at least the final program for these webinars for this meeting, but even because of some technical issues, it's not ready yet. However, related to thematic groups for Atlas II, Tijani recently sent a note to us that today at 15:30 for 60 minutes in Morrison Room, there will be gathering to discuss the thematic issue topics and discussions which we are going to have in Atlas II. So probably you may come and hear what's going on there and have your input, what important topics can be discussed. And I think that Tijani may say more on this.
Morrison, I said.
Tijani, juste une question. Cette réunion a été prévue ou tu viens de l'ajouter? Parce qu'on a une réunion africaine à 15h30 et ça va être encore un problème.
Thank you, Aziz. This meeting, this slot of time was dedicated to the last phase of the board director election, in case there was a tie yesterday. Fortunately, we don't have tie, so we don't need this slot. As you remarked, people asked this morning, we wanted to speak about the thematic groups, but unfortunately it wasn't possible because of things I don't want to come back to them. So we programmed to speak about them during this slot of time. It will be between 15:30 and 14:50, I think.
14:30. So, Room Morrison. It is Morrison. In the agenda, actually, but with the another
yes,
Atlas II organizing committee.
It is another on the agenda, exactly.
So it's after African Afralo meeting.
Regarding the program, Aziz, you spoke about the program. I understand what you say. It is not about the thematic groups. You are speaking about the agenda. And the agenda is a draft agenda. It is on the wiki since 2 months or more. It is a draft agenda, and it may evolve, but in general it will be this agenda. Because we are tied with the rooms, etc., with the logistics, so it will be this agenda. We didn't publish it officially, because it is not the final agenda.
Okay, thank you. Any ideas? Any suggestion? No. I will try to summarize somehow what we have discussed, so maybe we can come to. You can add your suggestions. So there are a couple of activities ahead of us coming up. So the RALO's secretariat will be supporting our chair and capacity building program organizers in that. And we are going to receive the information, I assume, from Tijani about the deadline, the webinars, about the doodle, about the program of this, and RALO's will help this to disseminate among their ALSs. It can be via private email, it can be via phone calls, it can be via our mailing list. So we should find out the ways how we can reach them the best to make this available, the information available for them, so introduce them that this information is useful for them. It's actually for them to be ready for Atlas II. We have decided that all those wiki, all those webinars also will be recorded and will have wiki space to comment after. After that webinars, so those who had no chance to participate can come later and hear and then comment if something is not clear for them. We decided also to have the video organized here, so probably, Glenn, you will be coordinating the whole stuff together with Heidi. At least we need your expertise in that. We will have that video also to be shown there. Anything else? Yes, Beran.
This is Beran for the record. I just wanted to ask what are the time frames we're looking at, the deadlines with regards to getting all this information to our ALSs?
Actually, as Tijani mentioned, Siranush for the record, the webinars are planned to start from April 15 till the end of May. So it assumed that we will be getting information from Tijani before that. Yes, Ms., please.
Yeah, I took a look at the ICANN land site, and I noticed that it was last updated in October 2012. To me, which was surprising, unless there is another site.
Which website, please?
The ICANN Learn.
I can learn.
Yes. So does it mean nothing has changed since that time?
You want me to play with that one?
Yes, of course. Cheryl, you are right on time.
Oh, I've been here for some time. Just push a button so I'm vaguely recorded. Thank you. Cheryl Langdonor for the transcript record. During the experience of the Academy going into Buenos Aires, that was an observation that was made, and indeed, most importantly, it was an action, thank you, an action item that is on people's agenda to update. The tool is excellent, but there are hugely old and unupdated, as you've noted, pages. And we also have an issue of the links, which in principle may go somewhere useful, but in fact now don't. So it is on the agenda of the outreach and education and communications team to fix that up and to work hand in glove with whatever program comes out for Academy work, sort of ICANN wide. So forgive, it's static at the moment because there's so much else going on. It's not necessarily to be seen as a bad thing that it still exists, though, because it is a useful tool. So I think you'll just have to a little indulgence, I think, is what I should ask for on this. I was scathing on my review of it, believe me, because it's not, as you said, it's almost user-friendly enough. The principle of it is fine. It's a Moodle, so, you know, we all know how good that is. But what it isn't doing is no one has the responsibility of upkeep and of maintaining it. They set it up a little bit like the American baseball movie, you know, build it and they will come. So consequently, there was a system that anyone who wanted to put up their own set of learnings could do so. You know, they thought the community would have all the spare time to do this. Well, that's clearly not worked. It hasn't been maintained, and I believe post new ICANN website, it may be time to start looking at improving that tool. So that's a set of reasons, not an excuse for it for being so out of date. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Yes.
Thank you, Cheryl, for the update, because I was a bit hesitant to start working on something that has been that was last updated in October 2012, considering that we are at the helm as ICANN, as the internet governing body.
Sure. Cheryl, again, fear not, some of what is in there, some of the learnings that are there are perfectly viable and very valid to do because they are historical context. So there is no downside in doing some of the learnings. I have done every single one of them, and some of them are absolutely useless and a waste of time, and feel free to put comments about that as well, because it is important to get user feedback, or we can't argue for the resources to change it and update it. But you'll learn very, very quickly which ones are worthwhile, but some of them indeed are. Sorry to overtake your meeting, but I couldn't help myself.
No, thank you, Cheryl, for clarifications, and thank you, Messi, for bringing this up. You see now how it's important to have this fresh new look at all the stuff we are doing. So thank you for bringing this up. Tijani?
Thank you very much. I would like to thank you all to come and to participate in this session. I would like to remind everyone that first, all the meetings of the organizing committee of the summit and the subgroups of the summit are open to everyone.
So please come and participate. If you have anything to add, if you want to participate, if you want to contribute, please come to those meetings. You receive every week the agenda of all the meetings of the week. So you are aware that the day of the day and the time of the meeting of each subgroup and of the organizing committee. That's right that we are mistaken, we don't do the good things, but we try. Please try with us. Please come with us. We try to do. We are working. So please come and work with us. If we don't do things right, come and tell us, and we will do it as you want. But you have to come. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. I think you have the support of RALO leadership or RALO team here who is going to do whatever is possible to work this properly, work this effectively, and also just a suggestion, as you mentioned, that different programs have different goals and messages to go. It would be really great if each and every message which we are planning to go to send to LSS will be clearly stated the objectives of that program.